Why? You can, because God said what? He has supplied all I need. There's no good thing he'll withhold from them who what? Walk upright. So you should never talk that. And see, when you talk that, you're taking yourself to the level of what you said. You should always talk what he said, even though you're not there in knowledge and experience and learning and how to operate there, and even in finance, you're not there, but you talk that way. But you don't go around and try to get stuff you can't pay for it. You know your income, how much you are bringing in every week, and you are going to take on a $50,000 bill, and you only have $40,000 coming in. That shouldn't be hard to figure out. So, he said, you are snared, you are trapped, you are caught, you are held captive. How? By the words of your mouth. The devil take things around you. Are y'all listening to me? The devil take things around you, people you associate with, things you're involved with. He'll take those things and trap you with, if you don't have any knowledge of who you are. He'll make you feel I'm a black American, African American. I can't do what a white Caucasian do. He used those things. And so we lower ourselves to think like that, operate like that, and when it's not even about flesh. I like what Pastor Tracy said. I'm just a piece of clay. Some clay is lighter than others, some is darker than others. And when you understand, it's not about this clay. It's about life in your spirit and what you believe with your heart and let come out of your mouth. And when you allow the word of God to get in your heart and come out of your mouth, you realize, even though the world, under that system, this world system, that's what Satan wants you to think. He wants you to think that other people can control you. You can't do this. You can't do that. But once you understand who you are, it doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter what kind of or where you came from. It's what you're going to take this word and do. Are y'all listening? So don't trap yourself by saying stuff people put pressure on you to say. You may not have a higher level of education and learning as other people. But don't trap yourself by saying, I can't because I don't have. Hello? Don't let those things trap you, because you can learn, you can develop yourself, because you are, I don't know if y'all can get this scripture up, but I'm going to turn to it myself and read it to you. Psalm 39 and verse 14. Psalm 139 and verse 14. Can you put that scripture up? Whew. Got it. Okay. Psalm 139. We might as well have a good discussion while the rain is falling, and just stay awake and don't go to sleep. I'll let you stand up and do some jumping jacks. But when we understand this, now look what it says. See, when we understand, it's not about See, this is what the world have done to us. And then, and actually, as a believer, born again believer, we the ones supposed to be in charge on this earth, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Adam allowed Satan in here, and he took all the world system, and it operate on a fallen system. And he and his aim is to transfer all the wealth and all the stuff where he can publicize and produce all his junk and take everything from us so we can't do what God told us to do. That's what he got set up. That's why he keep trying to pull you under this system when you've been born into another system, kingdom, operating by faith and love and grace. And when you don't understand this, then you'll get sucked in this system. Okay? All right. God took you and me, just a few people here in Houston, Mississippi, to teach us a lesson. And I trust that we learn. If we haven't, you need to get your eyes open. He took a few people, because there hadn't been a lot. I can go back and let Shea pull up the records and look at it. Count the people. And nobody, I said nobody, that's not the right word. Too few people believed that it could be done. I'm going to make this statement. I'm glad he didn't tell me who it was. And so, because something you just don't need to know. When we poured the first slab, which was 120 by 60, that was the first slab we poured, right here. That was a lady told my pastor, they'll never cover that. Only to add another 110 by 30. And it's all covered. Are you listening? So what God wants you to understand, it's not about you but trying to do it in your natural strength, but you hooking up with divine operation and learn how to operate from kingdom principle and faith. Faith will get you anything in the kingdom. And God have already, it's already set. This earth is designed and set up to give you everything you need to do in life on this earth to get the will of God done in your life. It's already set up. And you have to learn how to release your faith into that seed, into the earth, by faith, and it will bring forth and give you supernatural increase. So listen to the scripture now. Whew. I will do what? I will praise thee. Why are you going to praise God? For I am what? Fearfully and what else? Wonderfully what? Made. When I realize that I am fearfully, the devil is afraid of the Jesus in me. He's afraid of, he's so afraid right now. He hoped I would cut off and don't say much about the name of Jesus and Jesus. He wished I would start talking something about doubt and unbelief. He don't want nobody to talk about the name. He does everything. He wants you to go to sleep tonight. You know, that rain sounds so good. I think I just... But I believe I got your attention. Isn't that right, Henry? Praise the Lord. Amen. He want me to... Listen to me. He want me to be boring to you so you can go to sleep. But I believe I got your attention.